Okay, let's take you a little bit. So Rebbe Yochanan says that if you have a round sukkah, so you need to have a circumference of called dalet be'odom. So Gemara asks, how does that work out? Why would you need to called dalet be'odom? So bottom line, Gemara says that it means 17. And 4/5. Shifts in the Chaykhaim Shah.
What it says, if you want to have a sukkah has to be 4x4. So you need to have a round sukkah, it has to be circumscribed square of 4x4. And that makes a cheshbin that, so the chesed like this, that the relationship of the circumference of the circle to the circumference of the square that it circumscribes, Mars says, well, it's like this, if you have a simple case. You have a square that's 1x1, with a halach sign is 1 2/5, really the square root of 2, but more or less 1 2/5. And then the which means that the circumference of the circle that has that diameter of 1 2/5 is going to be 3 times 1 2/5, because that's the word value for pi is 3. So 3 times 1 2/5 is 3 6/5. 3 6/5, which is 3 6/5, which is 4 1/5. Right? What's 3 times 1 2/5? 3 3 6/5, which is 4 1/5. So the circumference is 4 1/5. What's the perimeter of the square? 4. So the ratio between the circumference of a circle and the perimeter of the square inside is 4 1/5 to 4. So that's when you have a square that's 1x1. Here we have a square that's 4x4. So the square is 4x4, so the perimeter is 16. So how much is the circumference? 16 times 4 1/5 over 4. But that's the ratio between the circumference and the perimeter of the square. So 4 1/5 divided by 4 times 16 is 16 and 4/5, which is what the Gemara says. 16 and 4/5. So that's the circumference that we need, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said 24 people. He meant the outside of the people are sitting outside of the circumference and boiled down to 16 and 4/5, which Rabbi Yochanan rounded. Rabbi Yochanan rounded it off. 16 and 4/5, which means that you have the circle has a diameter of 1/3 of that. That's the circumference. So if the circumference is 16 and 4/5, so the diameter of the circle is 1/3 of 16 and 4/5, which is, if you're going to round it off to 6, yeah, it's like doc. Now if you use the two values, it's actually closer to the light doc of the Gemara, is the bigger than the light doc actually with the Amitis Amit, not the other one, but the Rishonim point there. Okay, that's the Yechon. Then the Gemara brings Rabbanan de Kayseri, who said this cryptic thing, that Rabbanan de Kayseri, Rabbanan de Aini de Kayseri, Yigulu de Nofik Migoy Yigulu Riva, Yibu de Nofik Migoy Yigulu Palva. The rest is the Lay, the Chazidu Lay Habi Kulayai. So Rashi learns, that Yigul de Nofik Migoy Ribua means you have a square, inside you have a circle. So Yigul de Nofik Migoy Ribua means that the relationship, the perimeter, the square, to the circumference, that's a P. The relationship of the perimeter of the square to the circumference of the circle inside is 4 to 3, which is called ribua, because it's a quarter of the square. Meaning when you, the circle loses a quarter of the area of the square, a quarter of the perimeter. The circumference of the circle is a quarter less than the perimeter of the square. That's actually more or less true, right? Because let's say the, everybody knows if the square is 4 by 4, if the square is the perimeter of 16, is that true? If the perimeter is 4, well, let's say the perimeter is 1, it's a simple case, 1, 1, 1, right? The perimeter is 4, because the sides are 1. This is 1, the diameter is going to be 1, the circumference is going to be 3, so it's 4 to 3. Yeah, that's actually more or less right, if you assume pi is 3. This part of Rashi is right. Am I right? You guys think how it's going to be. Then the second half of the Chinon is the other way around. You have a square inside a circle, and according to Rashi, we're still talking about the perimeter and the circumference. And we're saying that in this case, the relationship between the circumference and the perimeter is 3 to 2, which is half of the ribua. That's how Rashi learns. So if the perimeter would be 16, so how much would the circumference be? 24. And much of that's clearly not true. Bye-bye. That's irrational. Bye-bye. The Taisus asks, how could the Gemara make such a big mistake? How could Bayomi Bikesi rather make such a big mistake? The Taisa says, in fact, Rabbanu Bikesri, talking about area, not in a second. We're talking about area. Now, it's important to point out, Rashi is not coming out of nowhere. Rashi learns that the Gemara is talking about the circumference of the circle and the square. Rashi is coming from a Chayr of the Perish Gemara. Because the Gemara in Erevin, that's a strange relation, the Gemara in Erevin, to over here. The Gemara in Erevin quotes Rabbi Yochanan that if you have a chalon between two chatzeres, and they want to be ma'arav together, so the chalon has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Otherwise the two chatzeres don't communicate, they can't make us enjoy better. So it has to be a 4 by 4 chalon. So Rabbi Yochanan said one of the chalon was round. So Rabbi Yochanan said then you need to have a circumference of 24 tefachim. So the Gemara asked, similar to Agamar, 24, Chajim doesn't work out, should be 16 and 4 fifths, not 24. So the Gemara over there says, and doesn't have an analog in Agamar, the Gemara over there answers, Rabbi Yochanan da Omer kedayoni de Kesri. That a square that has a perimeter of 16, that if the square is a perimeter of 16, then the circle that circumscribes it has a perimeter of 24. The Gemara over there doesn't say Veloihi. Taisa over there says it, but it's wrong. Like Agamemnon says, but it's wrong. Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. So it's interesting. In Agamemnon, so Taisus and Agamemnon points out. Taisus points out. He says Agamemnon makes says Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean 24. He meant really 16 and 4 fifths. The whole cheshbon. He wasn't counting the mokum of the person and so on. And then the Gemara means they only the kesri as a separate statement. But the Gemara Taisus says bechinam dochak that Agamemnon at the end of the day we're not really going to gain anything. Because even if we said we're going to rewrite Rabbi Yochanan by us, that when he said 24, he really meant 16 and 4 fifths, and so on, because he wasn't counting the Mokum Gavri like a Choshev. But over there by Chaloyim, there's no Mokum Gavri. So there, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Chaloyim has to have a perimeter of 24, there's no way to reinterpret it. He meant the perimeter of 24, and the Gemara says, look at because they only the Kesri. So Rabbi Yochanan was working with the faulty calculations of the only the Kesri. That's how he came up with the value of 24 Tlochim. So presumably, that's how he came up with the value of 24
of 24 amas in Agamara, as well. Taisus says that Agamara is an attempt to salvage Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't help. You see from the word Erevin, you don't get away. Rabbi Yochanan was like the only Bekesri. And it's Taka Belohi. Agamara says Belohi. The Gemara in Erevin doesn't say Belohi. And it doesn't, but it connects Rabbi Yochanan to Yoni the Kesri. Agamara says Velohi, and it disconnects Yoni the Kesri. So Taisha says that's the strange thing in the two Gemaras. Maybe the Gemara doesn't want Rabbi Yochanan to be a Toya. So Gemara in Erevin that doesn't shlug up by Yoni the Kesri connects them. Agamara that shlug up by Yoni the Kesri maybe doesn't want to connect them. Any of them. But Akoponim, Rashi, who says that the Yoni the Kesri are talking about the circumference of the circle, that's Mukhuk in the Gemara in Erevin. That's for sure the Gemara in Erevin understood. Whatever Agamar is saying, the Gemara in Erevin certainly understood that the only the case we were talking about the circumference. And the only the case we in fact were saying that the circumference of the circle is, if the perimeter of the square is 16 and the circumference of the circle is 24, not right, but that's what the only the case we said. At least, and that's how, and based on that, the Yochanan said that the Chaloyin has to have a circumference of 24 tvach. So that's where Rashi is coming from. You can see a Koponim, the Gemara Erevin. The Gemara Erevin certainly understood that the only Kesri were talking about the circumference. So Taisus by us says, but how could the only Kesri talk and made such a big mistake? Taisus says that the only Kesri were talking about actually the area and not the circumference. The area, not the circumference. But Taisus is pains to say, if you're talking about the area, why does Gemara say Velohi? And why does Gemara say the Yonah Dekesri are wrong? In terms of the area, they're right. We'll see in a second. In terms of the area, they're right. So why does Gemara say Velohi? So Taisha says, no, Kabbal Lohi Subiyodam, they knew the Yonah Dekesri had said such a statement. The Gemara thought that they were talking about the circumference. And that, the Gemara says, Velohi, that's not right. But the emes is, the Yonah Dekesri were not talking about. The Gemara misunderstood what the Yonah Dekesri were talking about. And that's what the Gemara said Velohi. But actually, the Yonah Dekesri were talking about the area, and they were not wrong at all. Interesting, the Ritva brings that there are those who take out the words Velohi from the Gemara. But the Gemara has never said the only case were wrong. So that means the Gemara never misunderstood the only case. The Gemara understood all along the only case you're talking about area and not about circumference. So you don't gain that much, because the Gemara and Erevin sure misunderstood the only case. Even if the only case you're talking about area, but that's not the way the Gemara and Erevin understood the only case. You don't gain that much by taking out Velohi from the Gemara. You know, even if this Gemara understood this area, but Gemara and Erevin still thought it was talking about the circumference. So how does Tosfos read the Yoni the Kesri? Anyway, bottom line, how does Tosfos read the Yoni the Kesri? Tosfos reads the Yoni the Kesri is making a statement about area. Let's work out what they're saying. So Tosfos says, at the end of Tosfos, that the Yoni the Kesri is talking about the following case. You have a circle. The square. Inside the square, you have a circle. Inside the circle, you have another square. And the only case we are talking about the respective areas of what we could, let's call area A, that's the square. Area B, that's the circle. And area C, that's the larger square. I'm not going to go through testing calculations. Let's just make a calculation on our own, a simple calculation. What are the areas of all of these? What's the area of A? What's the area of B? What's the area of C? And let's assume a simple case where the inner square, the side is east, the length of the side is 1. Simple case. Not the, this would be math, it must be simpler. So what's the area of A?
1.
Area of B. What's the area of B, the circle B? Well, let's see. This is the square root of 2. Let's work with the square root of 2. Here it's actually easier. So the last line of A is the square root of 2. So that means that the area of B, what's the area of a circle?
Pi r squared.
So B is, when you use pi, we'll assume it's 2, is 3. So it's pi, and how much is the radius?
Radical 2 over 2.
Square radical 2 over 2.
That is 2 over 4 versus 1/2.
Radical 2 over 2 squared equals 3 over, this becomes 2, this becomes 4, 3 to the right, plus 1/2. So the area of B is 1/2. So A is 1, B is 1/2. What's the area of C?
2.
2. The area of C is, the area of C is, what's the
radical
here?
Turn the radical 2.
Here, C is the outer square. You're right, the outer square is 2, but how do we, again, what's the pattern?
You turn that diameter to the center. It's the length of the square. Of the whole circle.
Oh, right. It's just the same diameter.
Yeah.
Right. This halach sign, the same, which is the diameter of the circle, is the same as the diameter from here to here, which is the side of this, which is the side of C. So it's the square root of 2 squared, so the area of C is 2. So therefore, Tosfos learned that the only indication we're making two statements. The first fake statement, the only indication we made, was the relationship between C and B, the outer square and the circle. So C to B is, what's the relationship? C to B is 2 over 1/2, which is 4/3. That's called the riba, because it's a quarter of the larger number, it's a quarter of the square. And then the next thing that the other case we're talking about is the relationship between
C and A,
the two squares. C and A. And that's C and A is 2/1, and that's called palma. The inner square is half of the outer square. It's a statement all about areas. Right. That's a Tosfos does. Now, the Gemara understood it, but that's actually what the only case we're saying. I sort of understand more the usefulness of the first half of the only case tree. I'm not so sure I understand the usefulness of the second part. The first statement of the only case tree is that they're giving me a formula. What are they weren't like philosophers, right? There must be some practical use to all of this. The first half of the other case tree, I understand, but its uses, it's really a formula for the area of a circle. Because if you want to know the area of a circle, so we think of pi r squared as the area of a circle. But Chazal geometrically. So if Chazal wants to know the area of a circle, like the Greeks thought geometrically also have. If you want to know the area of a circle, so they would have thought in terms of, an area, we think of an area as a square number. But if you think of an area geometrically, it's a square. So it's the square, so I want to know the area of a circle in terms of the square that I would make from its diameter. If I wanted to construct the square out of its diameter, I would get that larger square. That's the square of the diameter, meaning the diameter has been made into a square. And I want to know what's the relationship between the area of the circle and the area that's constructed from squaring its diameter. And that's the first half of the unification, that's 4/3. I'm not so sure why it's important to know the other half of the unification, the relationship between the outer square and the inner square, or even between the circle and the inner square. Why would I ever need to know that? Way there. But okay, anyway,
if you wanted to know the largest square that could fit inside a circle, you'd have to do the relationship to now.
Yeah, but why would I ever want to know that? Why would I want to know the largest square that could fit inside a circle? I could see I might want to know the area of the circle.
Chazal didn't really care about area, meaning...
Right, so why is it ever practical use to know? Why is it ever practically important for me to know? It might be practically... Well, the truth is you could say, why is it practically important to know the area of the circle either? In a time, that's not so possible. We'll see in a second. Hold on to this. We'll come back to this equivalent. Why is any of this practical? Right, why do I ever need to know an area? In halacha. In halacha, why do I ever need to know an area? I mean, I might want to know for other reasons. What? Yeah, but so far from the Arsugya, it comes out that the area, that the Hesher Sukkah does not depend on the area at all. Hesher Sukkah depends on the
on the circumference. I want to build a sukkah, a round sukkah, it's Mavur and Agamar. If I want to build a round sukkah, I don't care about the area of the sukkah. That's actually the next thing I want to talk about. It's Mavur and Agamar. What I care about is that I need to make a circle that's big enough that I could circumscribe a square in it of 4 by 4. So area is not really important for me to know the area. Circumference is important for me to know. I need to know, you know, what Rashi was busy with, what Gemara Avraham is busy with. It's important for me to know the relationship between the circumference of the circle and the circumference of the square that fits inside. So I know how big a circumference do I need to fit inside a square of 4 by 4. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is busy with. 24 or 16 and 16 and 4 fifths and so on. But areas, why do I need to know areas? We'll see. That's the Gemara. The Rashi and with the Tosfos. Again, Rashi's Havana really corresponds to Gemara and Erev. But she says, but that's not what the case we really meant. The Rambam, Hilchos Mezuzah, well, there's three places where the Rambam talks about squaring a circle or circling a square, I don't know. Where you have a sheet that was had in terms of a square, we want to know, well, how does that translate in terms of a circle? We have it by, the Rambam has it three places. He has it by Hilchos Sukkah, which is the topic of Agamar. He has it by Hilchos Erevin, Per Gimel, which is the topic of Gemara and Erevin. And then the Rambam has it the most at length in Hilchos Mezuzah, which is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. You know, a bias has to be 4 by 4 in order to be chayav in mezuzah. And there the Rambam talks about, well, a bias ogul is also chayav in mezuzah. How big does a bias ogul have to be in order to be chayav in mezuzah? So the Rambam says, compared above, the Hilchos Mezuzah, that a bias ogul is chayav in mezuzah. But it has to be big enough. Sheyochol l'rabbeya, you could be merabeya in it. So we'll put that around. Make sure I'm inside. I don't want to get it wrong. You have Ram there. Ram says. Frank Buffalo for base. The Yesh Bil Rabbeya, Arba Amis al Arba Amis, Bishoda. One could be Mirabeya in this bias, Arba Amis al Arba Amis, Bishoda. Afa Pishu Ogul, Rebal Chomish Zobias, even if it's round or it's a pentagon. Bain Sarah Chloimashim, Oyorka, Yosha Rochva, and Kavachimir, if it's just a rectangle. That's the Ram. So there's a shot what the Ram means. The Rosh in Hilchos Mezuzah quotes this Ram. And the Rosh assumes the Pshat in the Ram is the Yeshbe Kedil Rabbeya B'Shova Dalad by Dalad means that it has an area of 16 square Amos. The Rosh read the Ram, but the Ram is saying, if the size of the house, if it's a round or a pentagon, depends on the area and not on the circumference. The Rosh is chaylik on the Rambam. And the Rosh says, no, it has nothing to do with the area. It has to be big enough that I could put inside of it, it could circumscribe a square of 4 by 4. Which obviously is much bigger. Not sufficient to have an area of 16 square amos. It needs to be big enough to circumscribe a square of 4 by 4. Interestingly, the Rosh doesn't make any mention of Agamor or the Gemara in Erevin. The Rosh just says that Dalad al Dalad, that's the meaning of Dalad. Dalad al Dalad means that there's a square inside it. It does not sound like we're talking about area.
Where is this Rosh?
Rosh in Hilchos Mezuzah. So back in the Mormon Hilchos. Toward the end of Hilchos Mezuzah. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, agrees with the Rosh's reading of the Rama. And he passes like the Rama. He says, all you need to be chayav mezuzah is a square, is 16 square amos. And the Gaon also says it's machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. They're in Hilchos mezuzah. So the Taz in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, the sukkah towards the end, and then Arichos. And the Tzai says he doesn't know where the Rosh saw in the Rambam that when the Rambam says Yesh Bo L'Rabeya B'Shava, that the Rambam means that it's talk that in, who says that means area? Maybe Yesh Bo L'Rabeya means that it could circumscribe a square of 4x4. And the Taz says, therefore, he doesn't think that there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh at all. If the Rambam agrees to the Rosh, nobody thought otherwise. Nobody thinks that it's totally an area. Everybody agrees it's totally in being able to circumscribe a square of 4x4. Like it says in Agamar. Like it says in the word Arabic. It's only in Agamar, it's in Mukhuk, that it's, doesn't, you know, the area is not enough. If area was enough, I wouldn't need to sit around the sukkah 16 and 4 fifths of a person. 16 and 4 fifths amas. I wouldn't need a much smaller circumference. I would need a circumference less than... If it was totally an area, then the circumference that I needed for a sukkah, for a round sukkah, would be less than 16. Because a circle that has an area of 16 square amos does not need a smaller circumference than a square. A circle is more efficient than a square. So if you want to contain 16 square amas, an area of 16 square amas, in a square shape, you need a bigger perimeter than in a circular shape. A circular shape is more efficient. A smaller perimeter can contain a bigger area. So if you go by area, the sheer hekef of the sukkah would be not 16, not 24 people, not 16 and 4 fifths people, it would be less than 16. That we look at the perimeter, the circumference, not at the area. So the Taz says that the Rambam and the Rosh, nobody really disagrees. He doesn't know where the Rosh saw in the Rambam otherwise. Yeah.
The Rosh
says
when you enter into the circle,
what?
You've got a rectangle that was 2x8, and the Rosh says that's
Chayra. Chayra. No, I'm sorry. The Rosh would say it's Potim Namas. The Rosh says it's not totally an area. The Rosh says it's not totally an area. But the Rosh doesn't think, the Rosh imputes to the Rambam that the Rambam put otherwise. The Rambam put is totally an area. The Rosh says the Rambam is wrong. I don't know why the Rosh didn't bring a Rambam from Agamar. The Rosh says Nistal Adal doesn't mean what the Rambam says. Nistal Adal means to circumscribe, not area. Should have brought Agamar. Except Agamar doesn't talk about Mezuzah, but why should it be there? Alkol Panim. The Rosh says it's totally not totally an area. The Rosh thought that the Rambam thinks that it's totally an area. The Rosh knocks that down. The Taz says, I've never said it. It's a straw man. Nobody ever was chayuk on the Rosh. Everybody agrees it's totally area is mandoch hashmei. It's totally in the circumference. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Rosh read the Rambam not like that. The Rosh read the Rambam that it's totally in area. The Rosh, they say, the Goyim, they all read the Rambam that it's totally in area. Question number one, where did they see it on the Rambam? Question number two, what do you do with Hagamah? And they weren't able to have that. So let's take first things first. Where do they see it in the Rambam? That's a pasuk where they saw it in the Rambam. Some say that maybe they saw it in the word b'shove. The Rambam says yesh be'kedei l'rabeya dalad ames adalad ames b'shove. Maybe b'shove means like the equivalent of 4x4. So first of all, not the word b'shove. Not all Yisraelis have it. That I didn't point out. Frankly, Rambam they bring on the side also, but there earlier I already pointed out that not all the Mishpais Rambam have the word B'shoda. Number two, it's not so clear that that's what B'shoda has to mean. Shulev Diskin has a Shuvah, Chayim Beis, Simon Chol Gimel, I sent it to you. He says that even if you have the gears of B'shoda, he thinks maybe B'shoda just means right angles. A square, being Dalad al Dalad B'shoda means a square of Dalad al Dalad, not a rhombus or something. Yeah, so it's absolutely the word b'shav is ambivalent. Rav Shul Leib says a nice thing, interesting thing anyway. Shul Leib says maybe the dik is. Maybe the dik is just from the arichos of the Rambam. The Rambam said if it's circular or a pentagon and kol shekein if it's a rectangle. So why is a rectangle more obvious than a circle or a pentagon? That's the culture. Ain't circle lemer. Circle, pentagon, ain't circle lemer if it was a rectangle. If shot in the Rambam is that we're circumscribing a square, the point is that if you can fit a square in it, then what's the difference? Why is a circle less obvious than a rectangle? The bottom line is I have to be able to fit a sukkah k'sheira inside. And that's what's machshir. So what's the difference if it's a rectangle, a circle, or it's the same degree of obviousness. If, on the other hand, the Rambam was talking about area, then perhaps I could see that a rectangle is more similar in shape than a circle or a pentagon. So maybe that's more obvious that I just look at the area. A circle or a pentagon is different in shape. Maybe that kind of area is not good. Maybe the area has to be square like a rectangular. So maybe that's the diuk in the Rama. Maybe that's the diuk. And for some reason, Tassin seems to think it's a diuk the other way around. Tassin's just the opposite. He says, maybe if you're talking about area, why is a rectangle more obvious than a circle or a square? If we're talking about circumference, circumscribing, then I understand that a rectangle is more obvious than a circle or a square. I don't understand them at all. I think that's just the opposite. I'm not sure. I don't understand that line in the Tassin. But anyway, this is also a shachad because as Mepharshim point out, the Sameach points out, and the Shulayim and the Shuv also points this out, that there is a bigger chiddush in a circle or a pentagon than there is in a rectangle. Because by Tumas Negoim, or also by Tumas Batim, so there is exact hakosu, that in order to be considered a bias with Tumas Negoim, it has to have four walls. And if it's round, or if it's even five walls, or three walls, not four walls, so it's not considered to be a bias when you're Tumas Negoim, when you're Negei Batim. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, that's what the Rambam here is pointing out, that when it comes to Mezuzah Tnachaway, even a circle, circular house, which is not a bias from the Gebatim, even a pentagon, which is not a bias from the Gebatim, the mezuzah is called a bias. The ain't circle, a rectangle, which is a bias even from the Gebatim. So there's a different chiddush, there's a different reason why a rectangle is a more obvious shape than a circle or a pentagon. So anyway, that's why, again, there's no peg on it out here on which to hang to think whether we're talking about circumscribing, we're talking about area. So there's a left field reason why the Rambam thinks that a rectangle is more poshut than a circle or a pentagon. So Chazanu, so Adil Duchter, where did the Rosh see? Where did anybody see in the Rambam? The Rosh, the Beis Yosef, the Goyim, Amud Yehudim, they all saw in this Rambam that some of the Rambam is talking about area. Where did the Rosh in the Rambam? Is Master talking about area? I read it to you again. Ba'i she'em b'dal al-dal, potem in amazuzim. Yesh b'kideh, v'im yesh b'i, again, ba'i she'em lo'y arba amas potem in amazuzim. Vim yesh by the rabbeya arba amish al arba amish b'shove af al fishu ogu a bal chomi zoviyes vein tzor chlema shim orko yosel rochboi hoyle yesh by the rabbeya arba amish al arba amish chayet and mezuzah. So who says Tomin area? Maybe he means that yesh by the rabbeya, maybe the word yesh by the rabbeya means that you could be mirabeya like you would in Ofik Mikoy Gula, that within the circle you could be mirabeya, I swear. So if Shulev says a fascinating thing, interesting to you. Shulayk says that the Diyuk and the Rambam is the reason why the Rosh and the Goyim and the Shulchan Aruch, the reason why they all thought the Rambam means area, but why the Rambam means area is because they had it, because there's a Diyuk in the Rambam, a Diyuk that is a subtle Diyuk. He said, how come the Rambam talked about Baal Chomesh Zoviyos? I think I mentioned this briefly at the end of the other day. Why did the Rambam talk about a case of a pentagon? I'm thinking same shapes. A circle, a pentagon, a kol shekhen, a rectangle. The Rambam left out a shape. Which shape did the Rambam leave out? Triangle. Rambam should have said a triangle. After all, if I need a batim, we're mimayet, not only bal chomish zoviyos, but bal sholish zoviyos. It has to be four. And a house that has five sides, that has three sides, is not called a bias when they give batim. So the Rambam's coming to tell me that's not true over here. By mezuzah, it's considered to be a bias, even if it doesn't have four zoviyos. So why did I say even Baal Chomesh zoviyos? You should have said even Baal Sholesh zoviyos. Or it's the same thing. Said Rav Shulayv, from here is the diuk. that the Rambam is talking about area. And the chiddush of a round house, or a house that's round, whether it's a pentagon, nothing to do with the gibbatim. The Rambam's not coming from the gibbatim. The chiddush of a round house being chayv and mezuzah because there's an area of 16 by 16, or a pentagon being chayv and mezuzah because there's an area of, because it has an area of 16, what's the chiddush? Says Reb Shulei, the chiddush is that it's chayiv, even though the perimeter is less than the perimeter of a square sukkah. In other words, a square sukkah, what's the perimeter of a square sukkah, a minimum size square sukkah? A minimum size square house from a mezuzah, rather? 16. It has to have 4 by 4 by 4, dollar on dollar. It means that it has an area of 16, but it also has a perimeter of 16. If you make a round sukkah that has an area of 16, its circumference is less than 16. We could do the math, but I don't want to bother to do the math. But you can see it's just intuitive, because it's a square, it's a circle. Which shape is more efficient in terms of containing area with the minimum amount of fence? If you want to build a fence and you want to contain the maximum amount of area with the minimum amount of fencing, we could do the math, but you know, it's more intuitive. Which shape is more efficient, a square or a circle? I want to use the minimum amount of fencing and contain the maximum amount of area. Circle or circle is more efficient. We don't have this is very inefficient because here you have all these random turns and stuff. This is the most efficient shape. Okay, we could sit down and do the math, but it's about 8/10. Anyway, this is more efficient. Well, that's more efficient. This is a perfect. This is more efficient. You can close more area with less fencing with the circle than you could with the rectangle. The same thing with the pentagon. Here, maybe you can see more intuitive. Let's say I have a square, and it contains a certain amount of area. Then I take this side. And I punch it out. And I made sort of like a pentagon, right? I kept everything constant and I punched out the side. So the area increases. So first of all, the area increases by doing that, and the perimeter also increases, obviously. But which one increases faster? When I punch out this side, I stretch out this side, and I make this one fourth side, I pull it out and I make it into a triangle. So I'm adding area and I'm adding perimeter, but which one is adding faster? Because it's going faster. But the area is going faster. The area is growing exponentially. The perimeter is only growing geometrically. So you get more area with less circumference. And it's possible that way because as I add sides, I approach the circle, and the circle is more efficient than the square. The circle has infinite number of sides. Anyway, that's possible. So Reb Shulam says that that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam wasn't coming from the Gibbatim at all. The Rambam's chiddush was that if you have a circle or you have many sides, many zoviyos, so even though by having many zoviyos or having a circle, you reduce the perimeter that you need to enclose an equal amount of area, I don't care about the perimeter, I only care about the area. Now, shaking a triangle is not a chiddush. Because a triangle that has 16 square amas is going to have more perimeter than a square. It's less efficient than a square. So the Meila, I'm not talking about a triangle. Of course the triangle that has an area of 16 square amas is chayav mezuzah. Its area is 16 square amas, and its perimeter is even more than 16 square amas, so it's even better than a square. It's bigger than a square. I mean, it has more size, more perimeter than a square. So that's why the Rambam talked about a case of a round sukkah and a pentagon, a five-sided sukkah. And then the Rambam says, ein tzarach leimer a rectangle, because a rectangle is like a triangle. A rectangle has more. A rectangle of 16 square amas is less efficient than a square. A rectangle that has 16 square amas has longer sides. See that right away. Let's say I have a rectangle that has 16 square amas. It's 8 by 2. 2 by 8. So it has 16 square amas, same as a square. But the perimeter is less than a square or more than a square? 8, 16, and 4 is 20. So that's the Ein Tzarach Leimer in the Rambam. Ain't Sarah Chalimer a rectangle, if I had a triangle, all these other kind of less efficient shapes, they have even more perimeter to get the same area. So Ain't Sarah Chalimer that they're going to be Chayim and Mrs. Ad Kadi of Shulab, this is a Rome Snechem, that this is the Deek and the Ram, this is where the Rosh Tzu and the Rambam, I don't know if this is really where the, but anyways, this is where the Rosh Tzu and the Rambam and the Goyim Tzu and the Rambam, that the Rambam was busy with area, because this whole question is predicated on the fact that the Rambam is busy with area. If the issue is that you have to circumscribe a square inside, then regardless of what your shape is, the perimeter is always going to be bigger than 16. If you want to circumscribe a square of 16 inside, then obviously your perimeter is going to be much bigger. Of course, the Rambam was talking about area, and from here they were medayik in the Rambam. This is the Deek in the Rambam that we're talking about, that it's totally in area. Okay, fine. Zochin. So now we have at least a smach where the Rosh, the Rosh, the Shtachanarach, the Goyin, where they saw in the Rambam feels that the Shir is totally in area, not in circumscribing. Aval, okay, now here's the Rav. If that's the Pshat in the Rambam by Hilchos Mezuzah, so now L'chora it would seem to me that you have to say that that's the same Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erevin, because Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erevin uses the exact same Lashon. Yesh doesn't look at the five Zobis and all that. There is more Mekatzer, but the Rambam both by Hilchos Sukkah says Yesh Bo Lirav Beya Arba Lam, and by Hilchos Erevin by Hilchos Sukkah he says, we pass from Zayin Tochim, says Yesh Bo Lirav Beya Zayin Tochim Al Zayin Tochim, and Hilchos by Chaloyin he says Yesh Bo Lirav Beya Arba Tochim Al Arba Tochim. If Yesh Bo Lirav Beya means area in Hilchos Mezuzah, it presumably has the same meaning in Hilchos Sukkah and in Hilchos Hilchos Erevin.
The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sukkah has an interesting lesson that he actually had by Mezuzah. He says, "Apa bishayim lezuz tarzik shir."
Apa shayim is obvious.
Yeah. So that would imply that he's going back now and saying, "I don't care."
They have the same lesson as Mezuzah. No, I'm sorry, I doesn't have it. After Shane was over.
He did care about it, that's why he wasn't talking about trying. But he did care about talking about more forms.
You don't need to have Zobius, but why does it change the meaning of Geshbel Rabbeinu?
Because when it does a Zobius, that's talking about that would be the mashmash that we're talking about area. It would matter if I had more and more, because that's more of an area. That's the topic of conversation.
When the Rambam is talking, he's talking to area, Selep Shubalei. So then he's saying the more the fact that it doesn't have Zobius is a chisaron. So maybe it's the same thing over there. Afish Eimli Zobius, so means that therefore it has less perimeter. But Rabbi Shulay said Hilchos Mezuzah. We can say over there.
No, that's what Rabbi said. After not, that's why he wasn't bringing up triangle.
Yeah, Shulay's be a kid. Why do you talk about five and not three? And Hilchos Sukkah doesn't talk about not about five and not about three. So that's where the Rambam gave away that he means area. But at the end of the day, the word Yesh Bo Lirav Beya in the Rambam's lexicon now means area. Now we know that Yesh Bo Lirav Beya, when the Rambam talks about Yesh Bo Lirav Beya, it means, again, the past tense Yesh Bo Lirav Beya means like Merubah, it means you could circumscribe. There's a lot to be said for the Taz. Tips with all the Gemaras. Losh Ram Yesh Bo Lirav Beya Kotaka Min Yesh Bo Lirav Beya means you could circumscribe a square. I mean, I'm not saying the Taz is, you know, didn't have the Rosh and the Beis Yosef and the Goyim all saying that that's not Pshat in the Rambam. But I would have read the Rambam like the Taz. Less problematic than the Gemaras for sure. The Yesh Bo Lirav Beya means to circumscribe. The fact there's a Rambam that they quote the Rambam the Perushim Mishnayis. In Hilchos Negoim, no, Hilchos Olish, but the Gemara talks about the Tefach al Tefach Meruba. So the Rambam said the word Meruba is Lafuke, that it's not enough to be, let's say, like Tefach al Tefach. So the Rambam said the word Meruba, Tefach al Tefach Meruba, the word Meruba means it has to be a square, and it's not, you don't go bust the area. The word Meruba means literally a square, so if that's like a round Tefach al Tefach, it has to be, it's not enough that it has an area of Tefach al Tefach, it has to be a Tefach al Tefach Merubah. The Rambam Perush Mishnayos. So, the word Merubah says the Rambam, Lashon Chazal, Merubah means that you can circumscribe a square. So, it's not so rough to say like a Taz, the Yesh Bo Lirav Beya is similar to the word Merubah. It means you could circumscribe. But in the world of the Taz, everything is good. But, when I say, if we go with the other world, the world of Mishnayos, the Shkhar, the Goyim, the Rosh, they all read the Rambam that we mean area. So L'chara, if Yesh Bo Lirav Beya means area, then it means then Shulchara should be, to be consistent, it should mean area everywhere. Now, I have to tell you, Rabbi Yosef himself, it's problematic. Because even though the Beis Yosef Hilchos Mezuzah passes like the Rambam, his understanding of the Rambam, that it depends on area, but in Hilchos Sukkah and in Hilchos Erevin, the Beis Yosef says that it depends on the perimeter, on the circumscribing. You have to be able to circumscribe a Sukkah of 7x7. It says like 29, which means you need like a circumference of like 29 or and something like that. And Chaloyim also, I think he says that you need that you have to be able to circumscribe a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So I don't know, hard to steer. Whether there are bad changed meanings. And also, what's the chiluk factor? If by mezuzah is totally an area, so why by sukkah should it not be totally an area? So this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that 4 by 4, 4 amas by 4 amas is totally an area. But Zayin Tochim is Roshu Rubi B'Shulchanah. The area is not going to help. Where are you going to be? Roshu Rubi B'Shulchanah. You know, maybe unless you have a strange shaped sukkah, strange shaped person also. You need Roshu there. You need literally to have Roshu Rubi B'Shulchanah 4 by 4. So the Magen Avraham wants the Mechalak that Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos could be area. But Zayin Tochim by Zayin Tochim has to be literally Zayin, a square of Zayin by Zayin. Yeah, my says doch. The Lashon Rambam is the same Yesh v'Lerabeya. Yesh v'Lerabeya means area in one place. The Chayra should be mean area everywhere else. So that's number one. So if that's the case, so if Yesh v'Lerabeya means the same thing everywhere, so then it's against the Gemaras, because in our Gemara by Sukkah it says that it's totally not an area. It's totally in the Hekev. You have to be able to circumscribe a square of Yochanan. It says you need 24. Well, it's not 24, it's really 16 and 4 fifths. But you need a big enough sukkah, a round sukkah, that you could circumscribe inside of it the sukkah that's 4 amas by 4 amas. And the Gemara in Erevin also like that. The Gemara in Erevin says, Rabbi Yochanan said that the chaloyin has to be 24 tefachim around. So who the Omer, maybe his math was off. But you see the idea that you have to have a circle that's big enough to circumscribe a square of 4 by 4. What's the Rambam going to do? That's the kashrut. What's the Rambam going to do with all of these Gemaras? And it's not even going to help the Magen Avraham, who says Zayin Tochim by Zayin Tochim is different. The Magen Avraham says Zayin Tochim, you need Rosh Hashanah. The Agamar is going like a Rebbe. Sukkah is also Dalet Amos of Dalet Amos. Not Zayin Tochim. So the Shia Sukkah is also Dalet Amos. It's exactly the same as the Shia Bias. And some for the same reason. The Gemara says it's not Gimel because you need a Diras Klah. That Rebbe, you said you need Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos because you need a Diras Klah. The Gemara said that the Shia of Zayin Tochim, it's not like Mezuzah. You need Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So let's say maybe the mission of that, maybe the Gemara that says, the Brisa that says that a mezuzah has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, maybe it's like a Rebbe. Gemara says, no, even, maybe it's a Chilek. Sukkah is a Diras, right, it's no Zayin Tochim. But Brisa is a Diras Klah, so you have to have Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Rebbe Takhol, Sukkah is also a Diras Klah. That's why you need Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So the Kitzur, the Chor should be the same. Sukkah, according to Rebbe, should be the same as mezuzah, the Lididon, it's a Diras Klah. That's why you have to have Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. If it's enough to have an area of Dalet Amos by a bias by mezuzah, so it should be enough to have an area of Dalet Amos by sukkah. But Agamar says in Farish that it's not enough to have an area. You have to circumscribe the. You have to be able to circumscribe the what do you call it? You have to be able to circumscribe the square of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So that's the problem. What is the Rambam going to do with the Gemaras? Again, to stress, the feeling that's not a problem. But again, half brings a right in the Gemara. That there's no such Rambam. The Shoshit himself also seems to be mechalik between Hilchos Mezuzah and Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erevin, because the only in for debate, that's a difficult Shoshit. So the Lashon of the Rambam is the same Lashon throughout. And number one, number two, what's back of the difference? Why should Mezuzah be any different than Sukkah? The fact according to Rebbe, that Sukkah is also Dalet Amos. So why should the same shit Dalet Amos? So why should Mezuzah be different than Sukkah L'Rebbe? If Sukkah L'Rebbe is an area, it means he can circumscribe Dalet Amos, so Mezuzah should be the same thing. So Lee, I have a suggestion. Yeah. Why won't you have an area? I mean, the mechitzas have to be dafka dalet amos. The mechitzas are dalet amos.
You do a fit three wall. You can't do that in the third four.
I mean, you could have walls in this in a round sukkah. A round sukkah has round walls. You need the walls should be dalet amos by dalet amos.
I believe it. No, you need three walls. The meal, if you're passing dalet al dalet, you need three walls of one can be a teva. We need two walls that are dalet al dalet. You can't do that anymore.
Saying maybe there's shear in the walls that they have to be dalet al dalet. That's what you're saying. The walls have to be dalet al dalet.
How does that work?
Same thing. The walls have to be dalet al dalet. He's saying in Eitzim, maybe that by, that can help so much by Chaloyim, but by Sukkah, maybe it's Eitzim, maybe by Sukkah it's not enough to have an area of, six, of let's say 16 square amas, according to Rebbe, or 49 square tochim l'halacha. Maybe you have to have walls, shtayim kil choson, that the walls have a shear of dalet amas l'Rebbe, zayin tochim l'idon. For that, you need, when you have a round Sukkah, that has to be so big that you could circumscribe a surreal square of 4x4, then I could look at it that the walls are dalet amos by dalet amos. It'll help for sukkah. It'll help you maybe in Eitzah for sukkah. We had such a thing. We had in the Me'iri, you remember, by sukkah sukkim in Srif, the size, the area of it, the area being 7x10. You need that the wall itself has to be 10 tefachim wall and 7 tefachim schach. You need the alachim to be 17 tefachim. Yeah, we saw this thing. Remember the theory about the Simechus, that the walls have a shear of Zion by 10x7. Yeah, it'll be an Eitzah maybe. Maybe there'll be an Eitzah. Maybe that's why Sukkot. Again, it's not going to help for. We'll have to find a different Eitzah for Chaloyim. Chaloyim should be Shnei Chaseres. There also, the Ramus is the same Losh Yeshbel Rabeya. That sounds like it's telling the area. If Yeshbel Rabeya means area, the Gemara in Erevin says the Rilchim said you need 24. With all the only the case you, but there you see after circumscribe
a square. Not surprised you should have got the end of the year. The whole point of the year by strip, because that was the first place we saw the concept of actually a certain length to the wall.
And we already saw it here. Okay. I don't know if the Rabbi Demiri holds about this Rambam. I had a different option. I thought maybe the Rambam will learn that in the family, Rabbi Yochanan says that you need a circumference, that you could circumscribe a square of 4x4. But maybe pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam will learn that Dayomi the case for your argument. Because Taisa says, and all the Rishonim, many Rishonim say, that Dayomi the case for your talking about area. It always makes no sense with the case you say. It's such a way off. So the only case you were saying is shear and area. So I said before, why are the case you're busy with area? Like, what's in the Gela Halacha to no area? It's the only case. Why are you interested in area? So maybe the Rambam read Pshat in the Gemara that the only case you were telling me how to translate Halachic Shiurim that were set in squares into circles. For that, I needed a formula to determine the area of a circle. I know how to determine the area of a square. The area of a square is a square. Okay, the whole idea of it, in if you think geometrically, the whole idea of area is based on a square. What is area? Area is a square that's 7x7. That's, you make little blocks and you have 7x8. But how do you calculate the area of a circle? So the only indication you're telling you, now you calculate the area of a circle? Take a circle, take its diameter, make a square out of that, and now I know what that is. And then the area of the circle is 3/4 of that. So that's the formula, that's this, C/B is 4/3. The area of C to B, B is the area of the circle. C is the square that's created by squaring off the diameter of the circle. So at least the first half of the Ani Dekesri, I don't know what the second half of the Ani Dekesri is in the Halacha, that's what it's saying before. I know what the Halacha ramifications of the second half of the Ani Dekesri. But maybe the Rambam learned at least the first end of the Yonah Dekesri. Maybe there's some other way to read the end of the Yonah Dekesri. That's what I was learning today. I was trying to figure out there's some other way to read the end of the Yonah Dekesri. But at least the beginning of the Yonah Dekesri, maybe the Rambam learned that the Alderach, the Tosfos, the Me'iri, many Rishonim say, the Yonah Dekesri are talking about area. And they're giving me a formula for the area of a circle. That's the first half of the Yonah Dekesri is a formula for the area of a circle. Why do I need to know the formula for an area of a circle? Because there are a lot of halachas here that we said in terms of squares. Come on, they only decay and say, and what does that translate to in terms of a circle? Because when the halacha gives an area of 4x4, what kind of circle has an area of 4x4? For that, we need a formula for the area of a circle. So the only decay gave me the formula of an area of a circle in order to tell me that that's how the halacha expresses itself. And then Shatim Gemara is like this. And since very well, the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin said, Rav Yochanan in the Omer, that they only, who the Omer can they only decay? Now Gemara might never said that. But if you have the Gemara in Erevin, that Rabbi Yochanan was following the Yonah Dekesri. But then the Gemara says Veloihi, because that's the wrong pshat in the Kesri. Put together two Gemaras. One Eilat says Rabbi Yechon was going like the only Kesri, and Agamar says Veloihi. The only Kesri are not right. So the Tosfos explains it means they're not right, meaning they're not talking about circumference; they're talking about area. So you put it all together and say, Rabbi Yochanan understood the Yomi the Kesri were telling me about the circumference of a circle that's circumscribing a square. And then when the Yomi the Kesri said that he googled the Nopik Megayibua is a river, Rabbi Yochanan thought he's telling me, they're telling me what kind of the size of a circle that could circumscribe a square. Based on that, Rabbi Yochanan thought, first of all, the wrong geometry, but secondly, Rabbi Yochanan thought that they're telling me a halacha. That if I want to know what kind of circle do I need that will be the equivalent of in halacha of 4x4, I have to have 20 or 4x4, I need to have a circumference of 24, because the circumference of 24 will circumscribe a square that's 4x4, and based on that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha has to be 24 and the sukkah has to be 24. So the Gemara says Veloi, they're not talking about, and maybe the Veloi could be based on something else, but maybe according to this the Veloi is going on Rabbi Yochanan, the other case the Rabbi Yochanan is 24. We have to put the two Gemaras together. Maybe we have to patch with the gears a little bit. We could stitch together Gemara Erevin together the Gemara Bayah. The Gemara Erevin says that Rabbi Yochanan don't make the only Kesri. The Gemara Bayah says Veloihi. Maybe we could even be Maisiv. In fact, Veloihi is not going on the only Kesri. The Veloihi is going on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan thought the only Kesri are talking about circumscribing a square. And based on that, he thought that the halacha is that you have to circumscribe the square. So that's the Gemara Veloi. That's not the pshat in Dayoni Dekesri. It's not the pshat because Chazino Deino. We see in Bechush that's not the right geometry. According to Dayoni Dekesri, talking about area. Why were Dayoni Dekesri talking about area? Because Dayoni Dekesri held that when halacha, when you want that in halacha, when we want to translate a square shear into a round shear, we don't look at how you circumscribe it. We look at the area, and that's why Dayoni Dekesri gave me the formula for the area of a circle. So maybe the Rambam passing like Dayoni Dekesri, because that's the last part of the Gemara Veloi. Rabbi Yochanan was wrong, and Melel the Rambam says that everything's totally in the area, not totally in the not totally in circumscribing. Anyway, that's my suggestion to deal with this this Rambam. That's the case. It comes out to Gemara Mefureshes by Sukkah and by Erevin, written by Mezuzah, that it's totally the Maskon is totally in the area, and it's not totally in the circumference. And that's Losh LeRambam Yishev LeRabeya, according to the Rosh's understanding of the Rambam. Shulchan's understanding of the Rambam that Yesh B'le Rabbeya means the area and not the not how you circumscribe it. Yeah, Kalmer, just to your Mesesha, because Mesesha reads the Rambam that way. In the Sukkah, he doesn't seem to read the Rambam that way. That way, I don't know what to do. Okay, I thought this would take me a little bit less time than it did, but. Alright. Okay, tomorrow we'll go on from Mitzvah Shem to Ganvash and Rabbah. The Rambam doesn't come out pointing around that area is smaller than a parameter. Thank you.